In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. As Abuna mentioned in the Synaxarium, our church celebrates this day, the 29th day of the blessed month of Abib, the monthly celebration of three feasts: Annunciation, Nativity, and Resurrection. And all of you know the reason of this, which is briefly: the Annunciation happened in 29th of Barmahat, Nativity feast 29th of the blessed month of Kiah, and also it happened on the year that our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and has been resurrected from the dead. It happened that it occurred in the 29th day of Barmahat also. That's why our church celebrates these three feasts in this blessed day and in every month, 29th day of the Coptic month, except Touba and Amshir. Actually, when we speak about Annunciation, Nativity, and Resurrection, we are speaking about stages of the salvation has been done by our Lord Jesus Christ. And this will lead us to speak about these stages of salvation, or the main stages of salvation. And by the main stages of salvation, I mean incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first stage. He was incarnate and he became man. The second stage of salvation is crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was crucified for our sins. The third stage of salvation is the resurrection, when our Lord Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. And the fourth stage of salvation is the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, being ascended to the heaven. And I know that all of you know that these stages of salvation, or every stage of salvation of these four stages, the prophets, whether Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all the prophets, have so many, many prophecies about these stages. We have prophecies about or concerning nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, the Virgin will conceive and bear a son. Al-Azra' tahbal wa talid ibnan. This prophecy concerning his birth from a virgin. But also there is a prophecy concerning the place of his birth in Bethlehem. It is a prophecy in chapter 5 in the book of Micha. And also prophecy of the time that our Lord Jesus Christ to come and to be incarnate in chapter 9 in the book of Daniel. So there is prophecies about nativity. There are also prophecies about crucifixion. And in full details, the prophets spoke about crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even David spoke about piercing his hands and his feet, and spoke about giving him vinegar when he was thirsty. And so many details. About resurrection, yes, there are so many prophecies about his resurrection from the dead. You will not leave my soul in the Hades. لن تترك نفسي في الهاوية. Nor will you allow your holy one to see corruption. ولن تدع قدوسك يرى فسادا. There is also a prophecy concerning his ascension to the heavens. So, all of us know that these four stages of salvation the prophets spoke about. But I will uncover this day something which is amazing. That these four stages of salvation, incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension are not only mentioned so many years before it happens through the prophets, but I will uncover what we can say a mystery kept in secret before the foundation of the world. These four stages of salvation are represented in heaven before man, Adam and Eve to fall. All of us know that there are hosts of angels in the heavens. And there are orders of angels. Angels, archangels, thrones, dominions, powers, so many orders. And among these orders, I will remind you, there are four living creatures. Four living creatures. And it's amazing, my beloved, to know that these four living creatures, one of them has a face like a man, and the other like a calf. The third one like a lion, and the fourth one like flying eagle. واحد له وجه إنسان والتاني له وجه عجل أو صور والتالت له وجه أسد والرابع له وجه نسر. What does this mean? This means that our salvation was represented in heaven before Adam to be created. Because the first one of living creature have the face of a man represent incarnation, as Abuna says in the liturgy, was incarnate and became man. The second one, like a calf. What does this mean? A calf is a slaughter, is a sacrifice. And so this second living creature represents crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because indeed Christ is our Passover, Al-Masih Fushina, and was sacrificed for us, Zubih La'aglina. So the second living creature represents crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. What about the third one, who is like a lion? A lion represents power, and so it represents the power of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So resurrection also is represented in these four living creatures. What about the fourth one, which is like a flying eagle? I think all of you detected it. It represents ascension. It's amazing, my beloved, that our salvation, which we can briefly say it in four stages, incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to heaven. It is not only mentioned in the prophecies of the prophet, but it was also represented in heaven before Adam to be created. Not only before Adam to be or to fall, but even before Adam and Eve to be created. It is the divine plan, خطة إلهية. We were in the thought of God that He planned how to save the world. And He represented this salvation through four living creatures representing all the stages of salvation. And I remind you also that St. Paul, St. Peter, St. John in the Revelation, all of them spoke about a mystery kept secret before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. اتكلموا عن حاجة اسمها السر المكتوم منذ الأزمنة الأزلية. Spoke about salvation before or prepared before time began. St. Peter spoke about our redemption, which was not with a gold or silver or something which corrupts, but with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ as a lamb without blemish or spot. افتديتم من سيرتكم لا بذهب ولا بفضة ولا بأمور تفنى بل بدم كريم كما من حمل بلا عيب دم المسيح. What is amazing is that it is foreordained before the foundation of the ages. معروفا سابقا or before the foundation of the world. معروفا سابقا قبل تأسيس العالم. Your salvation is foreordained before the foundation of the world. And also in the book of Revelation, St. John speaks about the book of life of the Lamb. سفر حياة الخروف. Slain before the foundation of the world. الذي ذبح قبل تأسيس العالم. How come our Lord Jesus Christ was slain 2,000 ago? How come that St. John speaks about our Lord Jesus Christ slain before the foundation? It is the divine plan. My message to you this blessed day is to know how much God loves every one of you to the extent that He prepared and planned your salvation. Not after the sin or the fall of Adam. Not before the sin or the fall of Adam. But before to create Adam. Before Adam was created. Our salvation has been planned by the divine love toward mankind. And this is the message to know, each one of you, how much God loves you, how much you are very precious in His sight. Behold, what manner God loves us, what manner God have bestowed to us this love. انظروا أية محبة أعطانا الآب. And this love is still calling each one of you. He is ready to forgive. He is ready to wash. He is ready to purify. He is ready to sanctify each one of you and to forgive all your sins. Before he loves each one of you, he prepared your salvation. And your salvation not only represented through many prophecies mentioned in all the books of the Holy Scripture, but also it was represented in heaven. Incarnation through one of living creature having a face of a man. Crucifixion was represented by one of the living creature like a calf. Resurrection represented in heaven by one of the living creature like a lion, and the ascension, one of the living creature like a flying eagle. Do you know how much God loves you? He loves every one of you. And he prepared for you the salvation, redemption. And this salvation and redemption was represented in heaven before foundation of the world. It is not less than when our Lord Jesus Christ come in his second coming, awesome and full of glory. How can we meet him? Shall we preparing ourselves to express our love and to please his heart, that what he had planned for our salvation is not in vain, but we prepare ourselves. We honor this salvation and this precious blood through which we were redeemed and saved from our sins. He is calling all of you to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb. بيدعوكم جميعا إلى حاجة اسمها عشاء عرس الخروف. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. عشاء عرس الخروف. May God bless you all, and this message of love to each one of you be very clear and to keep it in your heart. And the glory be to God forever. Amen.
Θενός αυμάς φεχεμβί εθελεμ αυτόν φε ευόλχενι εθμό ούτο φεβίμε ο εμάσο ομ φαέρε
Sure.